El Paso by Winston Groom. Narrated by Robertson Dean.
To the memory of Edwin D. Eddie Morgan, Marine Corps hero of the Pacific War, fine friend, and raconteur of this expansive tale. And to Carolina Montgomery Groom, age 18. When you were 7, you would come into my office and ask what I was doing. I was writing your book, Patriotic Fire, a tale of pirates, soldiers, Indians, heroes, and scoundrels at the Battle of New Orleans in 1815. When you were 12, I wrote another story for you, Kearny's March, about the Mexican War of 1848, about explorers, mountain men, Indians, presidents, and always the heroes and the scoundrels. It's ever the same, in history, novels, life, and in this book for you. Those heroes and those scoundrels provide the grace and disrepute that makes our species, above all animals, at once interesting and unique. Your loving Papa. Preface. Novels don't usually need forewords, but in this case it seems useful that the reader know the background of the events depicted herein. Beginning in the late 19th century, the Mexican government, in eternal social and financial turmoil, started selling off vast tracts of land in its desolate northern provinces on the notion that wealthy American entrepreneurs would exploit the land by building infrastructure that the government in Mexico City could not afford. Accordingly, the Guggenheims began to develop large mining operations in northern Mexico, Harrimans built railroads, Morgans, Hearsts, and Whitneys developed enormous livestock ranches, and so on, employing thousands of Mexican citizens until, inevitably, the revolution moved northward. The gist of this story, the kidnapping of children by the legendary revolutionary general Pancho Villa and the manhunt throughout the Sierra Madre, was suggested to me by a dear friend, the late Edwin Eddie Morgan, of the New York Morgans, whose grandfather owned an immense cattle ranch in Chihuahua, Mexico, that in 1916 was attacked by Villa's army and later confiscated by the Mexican government during the Revolution. Eddie regaled friends with stories of his grandfather and entourage riding in his private rail car from New York down to Chihuahua, the purchase of the Bear in Nashville, and the great cattle drive to El Paso. Pancho Villa actually strung up Morgan's ranch manager and had him sabered to death, the same manager who, when once asked by a large Chicago meat packer if he could supply 30,000 head of cattle, wired back, "Which color?" Those were strange and romantic times for the new century, with the Great War raging in Europe and the Mexican Civil War threatening.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?